eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Gary Bynes coming up in a second, but let's get an update on a question so Gary can get involved in this mess. Go ahead, Ava.
And you want to do the new question, too?
Yeah, but start with the bad question.
Absolutely. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. ESPN sees the Cowboys as a bigger threat to make the Super Bowl than the Eagles. Do you agree? 92% say no.
It's about 8% say yes.
Correct.
All right, maybe Gary will take care of that. What's the other question?
Who was the biggest star in yesterday's Eagles win? Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts, Brandon Graham, the receivers.
I gotta go Hurts again. Barrett, Hurts?
I can't help
Sanders,
but say Hurts.
Hurts. They were all great. Johnson, who
it's,
you got?
It's Jalen Hurts.
Rhea Hurts?
It's an embarrassment of riches.
Yes, it is. And on the line is a man who has written a brilliant book called How About Them Cowboys. He covered them for years in Dallas. He covered New York teams for many, many years. He's got a new book coming out in September of 2023, Once a Giant. About life after football for the 86 Super Bowl champion Giants. That will give him a book on the Giants and a book on the Cowboys. Who better to talk to than the most knowledgeable writer in America on football, Mr. Gary Myers. Hi, Gary.
Angelo, I'm still reeling from your retirement news, and as one of the few people in the country who's actually upset that you are retiring. And based on my Brady versus Manning book, which you've been so nice to publicize over the years, I have a Brady Manning question for you.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be Tom Brady and retire for 30 days and then come back, or 40 days or whatever it is, which would really upset everybody in Philadelphia? Or are you going to be Peyton Manning and stay retired?
No. I'm going to be Tom Brady because I just saw a picture of his new girlfriend.
Oh, you know, he's obsessed with this.
Gary. Oh, my. Gary, he found someone hotter than Giselle. How did he do it?
You're telling me he upgraded?
Gary, you got to see this. It's impossible. The woman's a supermodel. He found someone hotter. How did he do it? Gary, I need you here today really a lot.
All right, go ahead. As thrilled as
we are by the Eagles being 12-1, we're frustrated with the ESPN, who keeps rating the Cowboys higher. You know way more football than any of those people. You wrote a book about the Cowboys. You know the Eagles. You know the Giants. You saw what happened yesterday. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFL this season?
Well, you know, first of all, Angelo, yesterday was a really good advertisement for the NFL to come up with a mercy rule, because you know, after about the first 7 minutes of that game, you knew the Giants had no chance. I don't understand. You know, analytics is ruining baseball and football, and obviously it's ruining ESPN also, because anybody who just has been watching this season can no way come to the conclusion that the Cowboys have a better chance to win the Super Bowl than the Eagles at this point, you know, assuming no injuries the rest of the way.
Hold on. The studio audience is giving you a standing ovation, Gary. Gary, thank you. Gary, so why? Give me a thought on why they would come up with that. I know they did it with numbers, but there's no. If you watch the games, you can see the difference.
Well, you know, I was able to watch on Red Zone the ending of the Cowboy game yesterday, and but they were really lucky to come out of. You know, I know it's a tough Houston team, you know, with the one victory, and the tie. Yeah. But the Cowboys are very fortunate to win that game. You know, they lost in Philadelphia, as you guys know, earlier this year. I'm still got the Phillies on my brain because the Mets beat them 14-19, but the Phillies won to the World Series.
That had to hurt. That had to sting.
Mets are the only team I root for, and that did hurt. You know, the Cowboys really struggled yesterday. They lost in Philadelphia. Eagles have a 2-game lead. Which means, you know, the NFC playoffs are going to go through Philadelphia. Doesn't always guarantee victory, as Eagle fans remember from those NFC championship games in the Andy Reid era. But the Eagles are just playing on a different level right now than any other team in the NFL. And that includes Buffalo and Kansas City and Cincinnati, which are the three best teams in the AFC. So I don't know what metrics they're using. But they probably need to put it in the recycle bin or delete it or whatever and start over, because that just doesn't make any sense. I mean, that we're coming up with the Cowboys having a better chance to win it all than the Eagles right now. That whole thing loses all credibility. There's no reason to look at the rest of their list, because there's no rational way that you can come up with that based on what we've seen so far this year.
Let's break it down a little, Gary, because it all starts with Hurts and his amazing step forward this year. What do you say?
When he first came into the league, and I think that you and I had talked about this a few years ago, I just didn't think he threw it well enough to be not even an elite quarterback, but a quarterback that can even take his team to the playoffs. I just didn't see it. But the improvement in him, both, and I heard you talking earlier on your show about, you know, the field awareness and all that. And that's – seeing the field is half the battle right there, because I've seen it with Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson here in New York, that, you know, those guys had all the ability in the world, but they just don't see the field well. So, you know, that's a major attribute that Hurts has developed. And especially under Nick Sirianni, he's done a great job with him. But from what I've seen from him this year, I mean, if he's not the MVP, then he's finished the second – to Mahomes. I mean, I believe now, and I never think you can win a Super Bowl without a really good quarterback. There's been some minor exceptions along the years, you know, Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson, things like that. But, you know, I would not say that Jalen Hurts is going to hold back the Eagles, which is what I really thought maybe as recently as going into this season. I mean, I really think the guy is, you know, one of the two or three best quarterbacks in the league right now.
Well, Gary Myers right now is gaining popularity by the word here in our city. Gary, I want to ask you about the architect of this roster, because we just saw yesterday Bradbury on the Eagles' side of the field because the Giants couldn't afford him, and how he waited for his moment, he got him, and he's put this roster together. Is he now seen with great respect to the NFL? Because there was a period when he got demoted, Chip Kelly took over. How do people see Howie Roseman now in the NFL?
Well, Angelo, I think when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, that the perspective and that people had, or at least the way they viewed Howie, had changed. Because if you put together a Super Bowl team, I mean, not many get to do that. No many can do that. So, but then I know that. In the, you know, the years that followed, especially 2019, when the Eagles kind of hit bottom and the Giants were complaining in the last game of the season that took out Jalen Hurts and put in Nate Sudfeld, and it came from above to improve the draft position. I think that his reputation took a major hit. But when you think how he's rebuilt that team in the last 3 years and made so many, you know, key personnel decisions and trades, I mean, Howie's probably the number one wheeler dealer in the NFL right now. I'm not saying he's the best GM, but, I mean, the guy has a lot of guts making trades. And just think when they jumped the Giants with the help of the Cowboys to get Devontae Smith,
yep.
And then the Giants are sitting there having – and Smith was number one on their board right then. And so they lost that on him. And then instead of taking Michael Parsons, they traded down and took Kadarius Toney, who they just traded for nothing, to Kansas City. I mean, that's the difference between a good GM and a bad GM like Dave Gettleman was. So I think you really have to give Howie, you know, a ton of credit, hiring a coach that people in Philadelphia never heard of, making these trades, getting A.J. Brown for a first-round pick. And, you know, he's been one of the three or four best receivers in the league over the last 3-4 years. My opinion of Howie has changed a lot, especially since that first Super Bowl.
Absolutely. I just want to tell people, if you would like to give a gift this year, here's what you do. You go to Amazon and just Google the special Gary Myers page, and you will see one great football book after another. You cannot go wrong. Don't give them the Cowboy book. That would not be great.
The Cowboy book is actually very good.
And I know it is, but they're playing on Christmas Eve.
By The Catch. The Catch is my all-time favorite.
The Catch
is a
great book. Yeah. The book with Manning and Brady is phenomenal. Gary, we are constantly in awe of you, my friend. And I'm sure we'll talk again before I bow out. But thank you for all the great appearances you made on our show. You're awesome.
Angela, you have the best show in America. I love coming on with you. I truly am disappointed but that you're retiring, but really happy for you. You were, you know, one of us in the newspaper business, and you realized a long time before anybody else that wasn't the future. And I'm really proud, you know, of your career, because I've known you for 40 years. And I hope we do talk again before.
We will.
You know, the Eagles parade. And I expect you at least to consult with me what you should wear, what banner you should be carrying, so you don't embarrass yourself.
Absolutely.
If I can just say something real self-serving here, my Once a Giant book that's coming out September, and I really appreciate all the praise you give me over the years for my books. This is by far and away my best book.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a book that you have to care about the Giants to want to read, because it really envelops and paints a picture of what all football players who are now in their 50s and 60s are going through in their life after football, you know, both from an emotional, financial, and a physical point of view. And I tell people it's heartwarming and heartbreaking to read some of these stories. So it could tell the story of really any team, but I picked the Giants and that team in particular because they won a Super Bowl. It's the most beloved team in New York, and I already had a relationship with many of those guys. But it really tells the story of what these guys face in life after football, which is the most important issue facing players of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
So, Gary, if you wrote it, I'm reading it. You're awesome, man. Thank you so much, Gary. The great Gary.
And happy holidays.
Great Gary Myers has proclaimed unequivocally as, to me, the dean of football writers in America, the Eagles are the best team in the National Football League.